You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This Thursday, the Regional Transit Authority, the RTA of Southeast Michigan, is expected to make a final decision on whether to let residents vote on its latest proposal to expand public transit. Barring a last-minute change of heart from Oakland County leader L. Brooks Patterson and Macomb County's Mark Hackle, voters will likely not get the chance to weigh in. Meanwhile, Southeast Michigan continues to rank as one of the worst metro areas for public transit in the country. And this would come as no surprise to anyone who's had to use buses to get to Novi. This suburb northwest of Detroit is one example of the challenges building a strong public transportation system in Southeast Michigan. Here with us now is Gwen Markham of the Novi City Council. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
If I needed to take a bus to work at my job, let's say at 12 Oaks Mall, what happens if I take that bus?
If you're coming from east of the city and you take a bus, you can come to Farmington, Haggerty Road and 12 Mile, or Haggerty Road and 10 Mile. And there is a bus stop there where the smart buses end. So if you work in Novi, you get off that bus and then you walk or get a ride. Or you bring your bike and you take your bike off the bus and you ride your bike to work. So if you work at 12 Oaks Mall and you get off at the bus stop at 12 and Haggerty, that's over a mile and a half that you're walking to get to work. And people do it every day.
So why did Novi choose to opt out of SMART?
Well, I have read the history. It happened in 1995. At the time, it seems like there was some concern as to whether SMART was really going to be economically viable. Were they going to make it? And I think the final decision really turned on whether Novi was going to be able to retain senior transit money if they opted into SMART. And so they opted out. And we've never gone back and revisited the question at all.
And years have passed.
23 years. The city has doubled in size.
All right. So here we are. It's taken since the early 1990s for consideration of public transit in Novi to regain traction. Why has it taken this long?
I think for a long time, people who have been there a long time didn't really feel how fast and how big the city was growing. And so for many years, there's been this prevailing idea that, well, Novi doesn't really need buses and doesn't really want buses. And we had to break through that. When the RTA vote took place in 2016, there were 25,000 votes cast in Novi. It lost by only 800 votes. So that said to me and several of the other city leaders, it's not really true to say there's not interest in Novi. We didn't even publicize it or promote it, and yet it almost passed.
It almost passed. And Cranes Detroit recently quoted Novi Mayor Bob Gatt as being, his quote was, "I'm on the SMART train." So what would have to happen for Novi to opt into the SMART bus system?
I'm not completely sure exactly what has to happen at this point in time. I know our city manager has asked our attorney to kind of weigh in. Would it be just a vote of the council like it was to opt out? Or since it's a millage, is it something that we would want the voters to decide? And then there's this question of, is it SMART? Is it the regional transit? And how do those two intersect?
When you mention millage, what would be the price tag, do you think?
Well, the SMART millage across the region is one mil.
That's right.
The RTA millage is a mil and a half. For Novi, who doesn't currently have SMART, how do those two intersect? You know, there's some questions that need to be answered. But for me, having bus service being talked about and something that we think we want to really try to move into is a great move, and I'm happy to see it.
Now, when you think, we were talking about SMART, and we're also talking about the Regional Transit Authority, the RTA. Where do you stand on, is there pros and cons to either one? You say it's not an either-or issue in your view.
Right. Well, as I understand the RTA, it builds upon the structure that exists with SMART, DDOT, RIDE in Ann Arbor, and then expands it and fills in a lot of the gaps. People describe it as an extra layer, but in some ways it can be a simplification, I think, in the long run, that everybody would have the same fare card and that sort of thing. So I think the RTA, as it's laid out and planned, is a 20-year millage. And because of that 20-year millage, they really are able to plan and project and change over time to adjust. So I think that's a big benefit and advantage to the RTA. But SMART currently provides a lot of good service. And for Novi today, if step number one is to move into SMART, I want to hear what that would take, because I think we need to be talking about transit in Novi and moving forward.
Yep, when we talk about the RTA, you have complete and total opposition from Oakland County Executive L. Brooks Patterson and also Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle. What does the opposition of these two leaders mean toward getting RTA on the ballot for voters to have their say?
Well, as I understand the way the structure is, the board of the Regional Transit Authority consists of 9 people, and they are the ones who will vote this year to decide whether to put it on the ballot. The population of that board, 9 members, is 2 members from each county, Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, and Washtenaw, and a member from the city of Detroit. To put it on the ballot, there have to be 7 yes votes, and each government entity has to have at least 1 positive vote. So right now, Brooks Patterson and Mark Hackle have both said that they are not recommending that their 2 voters on this board vote yes.
Brooks Patterson has said, we've got SMART. SMART's good enough. We don't need the RTA. Are you hearing people say, wait a minute, we'd like a chance to vote on the RTA?
I don't think people understand it. I really don't. I think there's been enough smoke thrown and enough emotion surrounding some of the discussions that people don't know. And I did talk to a SMART official who's a little bit concerned that because their millage is this August and then the RTA proposal is in November, it will confuse the voters and hurt both. And I think that's a viable concern. I think that's got to be part of the discussion that the leadership is having. But fundamentally, we need to move buses along. If Novi opted into SMART, we'd still have problems with getting people who work who live in Novi and work, say, in Livonia or in Detroit or some of the opt-out communities. They still can't get from one to another.
Say from Novi to Bloomfield Hills.
Novi to Bloomfield Hills. Even Novi to Livonia, you know. The buses don't stop in Livonia. So there's a lot of holes that need to be plugged. I think if we opt in, if Troy opts in, and some of the other communities do, and it becomes a more regional connectivity that people can count on, that would be great. But we don't have the frequencies that will guarantee ridership. You don't see those 15-minute, 30-minute kinds of buses coming. That's something that the RTA is really proposing. And I'll be interested to see what SMART for a mill can bring to us.
What's at stake here in your view?
I think our economy and the growth of it, and also people's ability to take jobs, grow themselves, grow their families, and really move where they want to move to in their life and their career. We have students in Novi who go to Oakland Community College, Schoolcraft College, Wayne State, and Lawrence Tech. They should be able to get on a bus and get to school and back every day, and they can't right now. Those are the kinds of things that I see are going to be a difference. I think our businesses really want their workforce to have more reliable transportation, because that's better for everybody.
Gwen Markham on the Novi City Council, thank you so much for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you.